This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we'll stay up all night with artists and bohemians in Berlin. And we'll also find out how a depressed loner created America's greatest comic strip, Peanuts. But first, how's this for a mashup? Take a legendary figure from classic rock. Add the reigning queen of bluegrass.
Don't choose me because I am faithful. Don't choose me because I am kind.
I know, it sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. But in this case, it makes for a really terrific album. That's Alison Krauss and Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant. Their new album is called Raising Sand, and I'm very pleased to welcome them both to Studio 360 today. Hi.
Thank you.
So how did you come to do this?
Something had to happen for me where I was going to learn something. I wanted to work with people who were going to challenge my whole capacity to be a really proper singer. And you know, this is the combination that transpired.
When did you first encounter Alison, and what made her your choice as your teacher?
Well, I'd heard Alison's music in England, and I'd been encouraged by a guy who lives here in New York who's another wandering would-be raconteur. He said to me, why don't you contact Alison Krauss? She knows what you do. You know, the whole idea of picking up a phone and talking to a complete stranger about a possibility is pretty random. It's pretty nuts, really, especially as talk is so cheap in our game.
I love you. I love all your work.
Well, she didn't quite do it like that. How did you do it, Alison, when I caught you?
Hey, what's going on? I was lying down with my son, who was a tiny baby at the time, and I had to keep my voice down so that I didn't wake the baby up. But, of course, he had no idea what was going on.
And was it out of the
blue? So I was like, hey, really great to talk to you, too. Thanks for calling. and he says, well, let me give you my number. And so I said, well, I can't really get up right now. And he's like, well, all right. And I figured that was the end of my conversation with him for the rest of my existence, probably.
And then he kept stalking you.
Then he called, I guess it was a couple years later.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go on, let's listen to one of the tracks off of Raising Sand. It's a cover of a Doc Watson song, Your Long Journey.
God's given us years of happiness here. Now we must part. And as the angels come and call for you, the of grief tug at my heart. Oh, my darling, my darling, my heart breaks as you take your long journey.
That's Your Long Journey, which gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. You two, obviously, when you began this collaboration, weren't going to split the difference between what you, Robert, are most famous for and you, Alison, are most famous for. This is much more from your territory, Alison, yeah?
Boy, it felt all new to me. It had a...
Really?
Yeah, it had a very different attitude.
How so?
It was very much wrapping your head around making a duet record that is... really, really, and not to use the word celebrating, but this is one that came to mind, the differences in our voices, which is very different in bluegrass, where you're really trying to sound as one all the time. And although on like Long Journey, we did get closer to that because that's what was appropriate for that song. But if you listen to other songs, a lot of times we're not even ending the words at the same time or starting them.
Yeah, you don't sing together on every track.
No, I mean, in a way, it's almost like a kind of review. We were all eyeballing each other like you and I are right now in a big, big room. There was a very amorphous and very, the symmetry between people was spectacular.
American music, Robert, obviously back in the Led Zeppelin days was a wellspring for you. essentially black blues as it went to England and was adapted by bands like yours. In that sense, is this essentially white rootsy music a kind of natural extension of what you've done for 40 years?
Interesting, really, because some of it is neither black nor white, and a lot of music really from Alison's corner of experience and delivery it's a little mixed. Nobody really knows where a lot of these things come from, you know. If you go into the hills of Kentucky and Virginia and you hear the melodies there, they're as Irish as they're West African. But generally, the great thing about roots music in America is that it was played by settlers who were constantly moving west, constantly moving. And there was a sort of a blend and a kind of melding of styles, which goes right the way through to today. And, you know, for me, it really got important when it got to Memphis. You heard everything there, black, white, the lot put together. But you're so lucky you're Americans. You know, you've got all these different, you've got Hungarians, Ukrainians, people from Haiti. You've got so much going on, you know, that should give you such a beautifully broad-based musical world here.
Alison, you are pretty much the artist right now in country bluegrass. Growing up in southern Illinois, was that your musical world? Were you listening to bluegrass as a kid?
That's primarily what I listened to, and Top 40 radio, and also my parents grew, they had very eclectic tastes, but across the board. My mother, before I was in school, she'd take me to see dress rehearsals of performances at the University of Illinois. She'd check and see if she could take me to see the symphony play or kabuki theater or an opera rehearse. We'd go to every brown bag lunch performance. When she and my father got together and decided to have children, they said they wanted to make sure if there was any ability anywhere that they found it.
So you were being raised like a prize watermelon
to be
what you are.
We were raised to be prize watermelons.
What does your family think of the fact of you doing a record with Robert Plant?
They think it's great.
Robert,
I'm also pleased to say that Mrs. Krauss has now stopped flinching when I walk past her.
What made
she
her flinch?
She flinches when I walk past.
Yeah. She's what? Who is this guy?
She had a very kind of quizzical. When I first met Alison's parents, they, oh yes, how do you do? How are you? I'm fine, thanks. No jokes. No, nothing.
You're going to ruin our daughter's music and maybe ruin our daughter.
No, I think
I saw that review the other day. It was a fantastic review in an English paper. And it said, not long ago, people would have been quite concerned about Miss Krause's well-being of working with Mr.
He's been every inch the gentleman, I assume?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Oh, come on.
T-Bone Burnett really was a linchpin to this collaboration. Alison, you worked with him before on the soundtrack of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? What did he do? I mean, obviously, we listen to this record and see here what you do. What did he do on this record?
I'd worked with him a few times besides Oh Brother, and so I'd been around him enough to see that every time that I got in the studio with him, that I was very inspired, and I love the tunes he picked out for me. I love the way he ran his sessions and who he had play, that they were all very, very soulful players and not versatile in the way that they would change how they played to suit the tune, that what they chose to play of how they naturally played to fit the tune. And he was an incredible caster of a session.
Did you, Robert, learn from him as well as learning from Alison?
Undoubtedly, yeah. I mean, T-Bone is a wheel. I mean, he's out there. He's off to see Dylan. He's got this going on over here. He's got an idea for a sort of how to change the entire structure of public transport in Scott's Bluff. I mean, he's got so many things that in his head that it's like a revivalist meeting just hanging out with him. It's spectacular. But more than anything else, he's a beautiful guy. And he's got such a love of music, and his guitar playing on this record is, it changes, it creates a kind of sultry, beautiful, sensual moment on several of the tracks. And it's in the most simplistic fashion across all this kind of color. He just comes in, and just by touching the root notes, strings of the guitar, he can just, it shimmers into some other place, which is where I want to be, you know.
Leaves would fall just like ember. In colors red and gold, they set us on fire.
Alison Krauss, Robert Plant, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll try and keep her under control.
Thank you so much.
Alison Krauss and Robert Plant's album is called Raising Sand, and if you'd like to hear a whole song, go to studio360.org.
Swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blue.
Coming up, the doctor is in.
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
The psychodrama of Peanuts.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.